Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早。
It's so nice to be with you again.
实在很高兴又与大家在一起。
I see some familiar faces. I see some new faces.
我看到一些熟悉的面孔，也有一些新的面孔。
And for those of you that I don't know, I hope that I get to know you before the end of this weekend.
对于那些我不认识的面孔，希望在这个特会结束之前，我能够认识你们。
I've been out in California for over a week now.
我来到加州已经超过一周了。
Northern California, traveling around a little bit.
我先去了北加州，然后有一些的旅行。
And I'm glad to be able to be down in Southern California for these 2 days.
我很高兴这两天能够来到南加州。
I trust the Lord will meet us.
我相信主会遇见我们。
And speak to us and help us.
向我们说话，帮助我们。
I'm going to today focus on the book of Nehemiah.
今天呢，我希望我们集中在尼希米这卷书。
I'm sure most of you are familiar with the story.
我相信很多人对尼希米这卷书很熟悉。
We read in the New Testament that the Old Testament stories, things that have been written, are for our admonition.
我们知道新约里告诉我们，旧约是为着我们的建造和益处。
We're supposed to learn from these stories.
我们要从旧约里来学习。
They teach us important lessons.
因为教导我们很重要的功课。
And I think Nehemiah does also.
我相信尼希米书也是这样。
It's not just a history lesson.
我们不是来看一卷的历史。
If we're going to learn a story about a man that lived thousands of years ago and go home with that knowledge, that's not good enough.
如果我们只是学到一个几千年前某一个人他的一生的故事，然后就回家了，那是不够好的。
His story speaks to us today.
因为历史是会说话的。
His story challenges and teaches us today.
到今天仍然挑战我们，教导我们。
We as the people of God need to rise up and build.
我们身为神的百姓，需要起来建造。
Sometimes we get lazy.
有的时候我们会变懒惰。
Maybe not you. Sometimes I get lazy.
也许你们不懒惰，不过有时候我会懒惰。
Just coast a little bit.
就是想混一混就好。
We can't do that.
但是我们不能这样。
We can't afford to waste the day.
我们一天都不能浪费。
We're here for a purpose greater than ourselves.
我们在地上活着，有一个目的是大于我们个人的。
We're here to help build up the kingdom of God here on earth.
我们在这里要将神的国在地上建造起来。
Jesus taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done here on earth.
所以主耶稣教导我们祷告，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
It's not just every Sunday.
不是主日来做这样
的事。It's every day.
而是每一天。
Every moment of every day.
每一个时刻。
We're living for the King.
我们是为着君王而活着。
We're living in His kingdom.
我们活在属天的国度里。
We're marching to the fulfillment of that kingdom, but we're in it now.
我们是朝着那国度的完成而前进。
We're in the world, but we're not of the world.
我们活在世上，但是我们不属世界。
Been brought out of the world into the kingdom of His dear Son.
因为我们从国中救出来，黑暗的国度中救出来，进入他爱子光明的国中。
A number of years ago, there was a chorus. I think was pretty popular.
几年前有一个副歌挺受欢迎的。
It asked a question at the beginning of the song.
在这个副歌里面呢，是先唱了一句问号。
People would sing, "Do you think the world is broken?"
就是说，会说你认为这个世界破碎了吗？
And then the response was, I do.
然后另外一部分你就要唱我认为。
Anybody ever sing that before?
有没有人唱过这首副歌？
Yeah, okay. Some of you know that chorus, that song.
也许有些人知道。
Well, I think the world is broken. I do.
我的确也承认这个世界是破碎。
I don't think it would be hard for me to convince any of you that the world is broken.
也不需要我很努力来说服你知道世界是破碎。
It's broken in so many ways.
在各方面都是破碎的。
But I'm not only concerned this morning with the world being broken, I'm concerned with the church being broken.
今天早晨我的负担还不说这个世界是破碎，我的负担说神的教会是破碎。
Now, I'm not going to add a verse to that song and say, do you think the church is broken?
所以我在那个诗歌上再加一句，你认为教会是不是也是破碎损毁的？
But I think that it might be when I read some statistics that I recently looked up and read.
最近呢，我也研究了一些的记录，一些的统计数字。
I read that 40% of people of Christian professing Christians believe that the Bible is true.
只有40%的基督徒认为圣经是真理。
That's not enough.
这是太小的一个
百分比。I would expect that statistic to be from the world.
我觉得世界上的人也许应该是这个百分比。
But when you're asking the people of God, the Christian community, do you believe that the Bible is true?
但是你问神的百姓基督徒，你认为圣经是真的吗？
40% said yes.
只有百分之四十的人说是的。
That means the majority said no.
那就表示绝大多数的人是说不是。
Do you think the church is broken?
那我请问你，教会是不是被破坏了？
I do.
我承认。
I also found that 69% of the Christian people don't believe there's a hell.
而69%的基督徒不相信有地狱的存在。
73% don't believe there's a heaven.
73% 的人不相信有天堂。
Now the way you sang that song, you believe that there is. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion.
我们刚才上唱的向前直往锡安，表示我们相信有一个属天的锡安。
But there are people that call themselves Christians. They don't believe the Bible is God's word. They don't believe there's a heaven. They don't believe there's a hell.
但是却有很多的基督徒承认是基督徒，却不相信圣经是真实，不相信有天堂有地狱的存在。
I can go on and on and read more statistics.They just sadden my heart.
我看越多的统计数字，叫我的心越忧伤。
We're here to build up the kingdom of God.
我们在地上有一个责任，是建立起神的国度。
We're here to help the kingdom of God be ushered in, so that we can be like a city set on a hill that cannot be hid.
我们像在地上建造一个国度，要欢迎迎接神的国度的来到。我们应该像个城寨在山上，不是隐藏的。
We are called to be modern day.Nehemiah's.
我们蒙神的呼召，要在现在的时代做尼希米。
He had a responsibility in his day.
他在他所活的时代中有一个责任。
We're going to read what that responsibility entailed and how God called him and how God used him and how he built up the kingdom of God.
我们要看见神怎样呼召他，然后给他一个使命，叫他建立神的国度。
But we, in our generation and in our day, are called to do really the exact same thing Nehemiah was called to do in his day.
同样，在我们今天所活的世代中，我们也从神领受一样的使命和责任。
You have work to do.
你也有工作要做。
I have work to do.
我也有事情要做。
Your work is different than mine.
你的呼召跟使命跟我不同。
We're different from one another.
我们也许各自不同。
But we're all building a common building, the kingdom of God.
但是我们都在建造同一个建筑物，就是神的国度。
We're all working to the same goal.
我们都同有一个目标。
One day it will be finished.
有一天这个工程要结束完成。
One day the work will be done.
有一天这个工程要被完成。
But until that time, we need to invest our energy, our time, our talent, our everything, our strength into that building of the kingdom of God.
但是在那之前，我们要投入我们的时间、精力、才干。直到这个建筑成功。
I'm going to just read from the Bible the story of Nehemiah.
今天早晨呢，我们就要一起来看尼希米记。
There aren't a whole lot of extra things in these first two chapters of Nehemiah, so I'll basically just be reading it. We'll stop, we'll talk about it, we'll think about what it means to us.
早晨我们就看第一章、第二章，再为你们打出来了，基本上就一节一节的走，然后我们在某些重要的地方停顿一下。
So chapter 1, verse 1, here's the words of Nehemiah, the son of...Hilkiah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned him about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem.
第一节说到哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下。亚达薛西王二十年基斯流月，我在苏山城的宫中。那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。
In previous years there had been a Jerusalem, a city of God. There had been a temple in that city. There had been walls around the city and gates that people could go in and out.
在这个历史之前的几年前呢，是有一个城市叫耶路撒冷，里面有一个圣殿。
But it wasn't that way anymore.
但是呢，来到这一章的时候，那个光景不再如初。
Babylon and others had come in and had conquered that city.
因为巴比伦人进到耶路撒冷城，将他们掳住。
Broken down the walls of the city.
他们破坏了那个城墙。
Burned it with fire.
将圣殿给焚烧。
They took captive the people that were in that city.
而把耶路撒冷城里的人给掳到了巴比伦。
And brought them over to Babylon.
所以他们都住在巴比伦。
So you have the people of God moved out from where they were, now living in Babylon.
所以有一群神的儿女从耶路撒冷被移到了巴比伦城。
There were God's people, but living in Babylon.
他们是神的百姓，但是是住在巴比伦这个城里。
Wicked Babylon.
那是一个邪恶的巴比伦。
Wicked kings, wicked leaders.
邪恶的城，邪恶的领导们。
No morals.
没有道德价值。
No word of God.
没有神的价值观和道德。
But here they were transplanted against their will. They didn't choose this, but they found themselves as God's people living in Babylon.
他们被搬走是不是他们情愿？是被迫，因为被掳而掳到了巴比伦。所以神的百姓在巴比伦城。
They got jobs in Babylon.
他们在那里找到工作。
They were employed by the federal government, some of them.
他们在那里被巴比伦的联邦政府所雇佣。
And they were making a living and raising their families in Babylon.
他们在那生活，成家立业。
There came a time when a number of them were able to go back to Jerusalem.
过了一段时间，他们当中有一些人能够回到耶路撒冷去。
They went back and they were given the instructions to when you get back there to build up the walls again.
他们回去有一个责任，就是要把那个破坏的城墙建起来。
If we're going to reestablish Jerusalem here, in Judah on earth, we got to have walls around that city.
如果我们要把耶路撒冷重建，最起码的是要有城墙来保护。
A city without walls is very vulnerable.
一个没有城墙保护的城市是非常脆弱的。
We read in the Bible in Isaiah chapter 60 that the wallsOf the city are salvation.
就像以赛亚书六十章说到，那个城墙是救恩的城墙，拯救的城墙。
The gates of that city in Isaiah 60 says those gates are praise.
而且那个城门是用来赞美，是赞美的门。
We enter into that city of God with worship, with praise, with thankful hearts.
表示我们进到的城中是借着敬拜、赞美和爱主的心。
And as long as there are walls around that city where we live, we're safe. It's okay.
所以我们进入一个城市，若它有城墙的话。我们是安全的。
If the walls are broken down, we're in trouble.
如果城墙是破碎倾倒的话，我们就有麻烦。
The enemy can come right in and go right out. It will.
因为破碎的城墙让仇敌自由出入。
So these exiles were told, when you go back, build the walls.
所以这些回归到耶路撒冷的人有一个责任，就是把城墙重建起来。
Nehemiah didn't go back. He was still in Babylon.
很明显的，尼希米没有回去，他还在巴比伦。
He had a good job.
他工作蛮好的。
He worked for the government.
他是替政府工作的。
He was the king's cupbearer.
他是在那个王的面前做长杯的。
That doesn't sound like a job I would like to have. I don't want to bring Donald Trump his soup.
You sure?
Maybe. No, that would be it. No. I don't want, you got what I mean?
No.
What I mean is, I don't want to, cupbearer is a responsible position.Because you have to be sure that you're not poisoning the king.
Yeah, 尼希米的工作是酒政，是在王的面前负责他的饮食的，所以你要小心，王可不能被毒杀。
When you go into the king's presence, you have to look happy and joyful.
当你来到王面前的时候，你应该是很快乐的。
You're trusted.
因为他信任你。
You eat before the king does. You taste before the king does.
你要先尝尝这个王的食物。
If that's poisoned, you don't do too well.
如果里面有毒的话，那你的命就没了。
If you stand the test and live long enough, the king will start eating.
如果你吃了之后，过一段时间你没状况，那王就可以吃了。
And somehow or other, I don't know how, but Nehemiah got up into that position.
我不知道他怎么办到的，但是尼希米就有了这样一个高地位的工作。
And now some friends, some people come back from Judah.
就在这个时候，他有些朋友从耶路撒冷回来。
No internet, no cell phones, word doesn't travel fast.
那时候没有网络，没有手机，所以呢，消息进行得很缓慢。
You had to wait for somebody to show up before you could know what's going on back there in Jerusalem.
你必须要有人从耶路撒冷来告诉你，才知道耶路撒冷的光景。
And although Nehemiah was living in Babylon,
虽然尼西米住在巴比伦
his heart was still in Jerusalem.
他的心却是在耶路撒冷
He really cared for God's work, God's kingdom, God's people.
他真的很在乎神的工作、神的国度、神的百姓
And so when his friends came back, he questioned them about how things were going back home.
所以当他的弟兄们回来的时候，他就问他们那个耶路撒冷的光景如何
In verse 3 it says that they said to me that those who survived the exile and are back in the province they're in great trouble and great disgrace
他们对我说那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱
We're not doing very well
表示他们的情形不好
Do you think the church is broken? It is
你觉得我们的教会是在破碎的光景
The walls are not built up
Enemy
can roll in and roll out, come and go as he pleases.
以至于仇敌可以自由地进出。
We're kind of just there, but we're really not accomplishing anything there.
好像教会是存在的，却没有什么作为。
And we're in a lot of trouble, and we're a disgrace.
我们有极大的患难，我们受凌辱。
A lot of things we have to be ashamed about.
很多事叫我们引以为耻。
We can be thankful for some things, but we're not what we should be.
有些事情我们可以感恩，但是我们的光景还不在我们应该有的光景里。
We're called upon to make Zion a praise in all the earth.
我们是被世界里召出来，让锡安成为可赞美的。
We're called to let our light shine.
我们被召出来要在这个世界上发光。
We're called to be a blessing for all the nations of the world.
我们被召出来要成为万国的祝福。
We're not doing very well.
但是我们好像没有这样做。
It's a disgrace.
这是一个耻辱。
That's what Nehemiah is hearing from his friends.
这就是尼西米从他朋友所听见的消息。
The wall of Jerusalem is broken down.
他说耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁。
Its gates have been burned with fire.
城门被火焚烧。
We've done nothing to fix it.
我们没有办法修理这个事情。
We've been there for so long now, back from the, but we've done nothing to fix it.
我们回去这么久了，但是我们没有做什么。
You know, we can get that way too in our day.
在今天，教会也可能落入这样的光景。
We're there, but we're really not doing anything there.
教会是存在的，但是我们没有做什么。
We're in the right place at the right time. We're in this meeting this morning.
我们是在对的时间里来到对的地方，譬如说现在我们坐在这里。
But you can be in the right place at the right time and still do nothing.
你可以在对的时间里来到对的地方，但是你可能一无所作。
The question isn't are we back in Jerusalem? The question is are we building the walls? Are we building the gates?
所以问题不是他有没有回到耶路撒冷，而是他回到耶路撒冷有没有修起城墙，恢复城门。
Have we...been rising up and have we been building?
我们有没有起来？我们有没有在建造？
So Nehemiah, it says in the fourth verse, he heard these things.
所以第四节讲到尼西米听到这样的光景。
Now he had some choices.
他就有一些选项。
Sometimes we hear some things.
很多时候我们听到一些光景。
We don't hear things so that we can gossip about them and pass on the wrong or bad information. Oh, how terrible it is.
我们听到一些消息，目的不是叫我们成为那个传话者而做什么都不做。
You know what's happening there? Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible. We really feel bad about that.
哦，是的，你听到这件事吗？你听到那件事？哦，听过，听过。
Sometimes that's about all we do.
大概很多时候我们就止于如此，觉得难过，但是没有做什么。我们忧伤，我们抱怨。
Not like it was back in the good old days.
不像在过去好的日子里。
Oh, remember then? You remember how? Remember?
记得吗？记得那些长辈吗？
Yeah, I remember, but God is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
是的，我们记得，但是要知道神昨日之今日直到永远是不变的。
And of the increase of His government and His kingdom, there is no end.
那在他的国度的成长而言是没有截止的。
He wants to lead us conquering and to conquer.
他要带着我们去征战并且得胜。
From victory to victory.
叫我们得胜而又得胜。
That's what the Bible tells us.
这是圣经里教导我们的。
And sometimes we're not going on from victory to victory.
很多时候我们并没有从一个得胜进入另外一个得胜。
It says Jesus said that the gates of hell don't stand a chance against the church of Jesus Christ.
耶稣很清楚告诉我们地狱的门不能在教会面前站立。
We're a living organism that goes out into the world and conquers.
我们是一个活的有机体，是会进入世界的里面，然后得胜征战。
We increase and build up the kingdom of God here on earth.
我们要在地上增长，而且在这里显出神的国度。
There are other souls that we want to come into the kingdom of God that Jesus died for.
有很多灵魂还在外面，是耶稣为他们舍命要带进国度里的。
So there's the work that we need to do. We need to build.
所以我们还有很多事要做，我们需要建造。
But sometimes we hear of whatever and we're just not doing anything.
但是很多时候我们听见一些事，但是我们并没有做什么。
Nehemiah, it says in that fourth verse, he heard these things, he sat down and he wept.
第四节说，尼希米听见这些话就坐下哭泣。
I wonder when the last time I wept over the Church of Jesus Christ, over souls, over people.
我不知道我上一次为着灵魂、为着教会哭泣是什么时候。
I knew what God wanted to do. I know what He wants to accomplish, and it's not happening. It's a disgrace, and it moves me to weep.
我知道神想要做的，我也知道我们的光景，但是我们的光景不好，让我哭泣了。
Jesus lamented over the people of God in His day, over the city of Jerusalem.
主耶稣那个时候告诉他在地上的时候告诉当时的人耶路撒冷的命运。
I wanted to gather you like a hen gathers its chicks. I couldn't do that.
他说我想像母鸡招聚小鸡，你们去拒绝。
It troubled him in his spirit.
让他的灵里很被搅扰忧伤。
He saw people that came out to him as if they were sheep without a shepherd.
他看见许多跟随他的人，他说这些好像羊没有牧人。
He was moved with compassion over the situation that he faced, that he saw.
耶稣在他的时代看见人的光景，他心中忧伤。
It says that Nehemiah wept.
在这里，尼希米哭泣。
For some days I mourned and I fasted and I prayed before the God of heaven.
悲哀了几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
You know, there's enough right in there for us to stay for a little while and think about.
这一节很值得我们花一点的时间思想。
I wept, I fasted, I mourned, I prayed.
我哭泣，我悲哀，我禁食，我祷告。
That's where rising up and building begins.
这是一个兴起建造的起点。
It begins with understanding the situation as it is and recognizing that God wants to do more.
就是了解说我们有一个问题，而神要做的是更多。
He has a purpose and He has a plan that He wants to realize.
神有一个目的，他有一个计划，必须要成就。
And where that's not happening, that's our condition and our burden.
那当这样的旨意没有被成就的时候，就当成为我们心里的负担。
There are people that you all know that I don't know, but you should be moved and concerned about them.
在座的有人应当为这样的光景是有感觉、有负担的。
Maybe they're not following the Lord as they should or as they once did.
也许他们以前好好跟随主，但是现在不是这样。
There are those that have strayed and have gotten cold and grown away or drawn away by the enticements of this world.
有的人被这个世界吸引，已经离开了主的道路。
They're living in Babylon and they're of Babylon.
他们活在巴比伦，他们也属于巴比伦。
We've been called out of Babylon. We've been called to be separate. Don't touch the unclean thing, that he might be our God.
但是我们是从世界里，从巴比伦中被招出来，被圣别为圣的。
And that should concern us.
当我们不是这样的时候，我们心中应该有感觉。
Lord, let your kingdom come.
主啊，愿你的国降临。
Lord, you need to do work here or there.
你需要在这里，在那里动工。
And so his prayer, Nehemiah's prayer is recorded. He says, Oh Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer that your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel.
第五节是他的祷告。耶和华天上的神啊，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看、侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
He starts off his prayer the same way we're taught to pray in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, we're looking to you, Lord.
他的祷告就好像主祷文一样，他一开始他的重点是在神的身上。
Praying to the one who's an awesome God.
向那个大而可畏的神祷告。
A great God who keeps your covenant of love with your people.
是一个伟大而又守约是慈爱的神。
We don't right away focus on the situation and the brokenness, but we focus on the one who is able to fix the situation and the brokenness.
他的祷告不是一开始集中在问题上面，而是那个能够解决问题的大而可畏的神上面。
Lord, I know that you're able.
我知道你能，神啊。
I know that you're faithful.
神啊，我知道你是可信的。
I know that you hear us when we call upon you and cry out to you.
我也知道我们呼求的时候你是会听的，神。
And I pray that this day you hear this, your, the prayer of your servant.
愿你今天听见你仆人的祷告。
And then he says, I confess the sins of our people.
然后再来，他承认我们的罪。
Including myself, including my father's house.
包括我自己和我父家的罪。
Forgive us this day. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others.
所以赦免我们的罪，如同你怎样赦免我们。
Lord, wash me thoroughly, purge me, cleanse me.
主啊，洁净我。
And as he approaches the throne of grace, he says, Lord, we have acted wickedly toward you.
他来到施恩座面前的时候，他说：“我们向你所行的是邪恶的。”
We have not observed your or obeyed your commands and decrees of the laws that you gave to your servant Moses.
我们没有遵行你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
Verse 8, he says, "Remember the instructions you gave your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands,'" And even if you exiled people are at their farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name.
第八、第九节，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说：你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。
Lord, you're able to bring us back.
神啊，你是有能力把我们带回来的。
From the faraway wanderings, from the faraway, you're able to bring us back.
无论多远，你都能将我们带回来。
You promised to do that.
因为你曾应许要这样做。
You're able to do that.
你能够这样做。
Lord, I'm just reminding you in my prayer of what you said you want to do.
借着我的祷告，我不过是提醒你说你答应过要做的事情。
So Lord, we ask for you to forgive us and bring us back.
所以神啊，求你赦免我们，求你把我们带回来。
Verse 10, he says, They are your servants, your people, whom you redeem by your great strength and your mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name.
所以他第十、第十一节说到说，这些人都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手救赎的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通。
And Nehemiah has no idea what he's going to do.
尼希米并不知道神要怎么做。
He has no idea how God can possibly do what he has promised.
他不晓得神要怎么样来履行他的诺言。
It's too large a prayer, a task.
实在，这个祷告含的工作量太大了。
Nehemiah is in Babylon, the king's cupbearer. He's not back in Judah or Jerusalem.
尼希米他是在巴比伦，在王的面前做酒政，他人并不在耶路撒冷啊。
His heart is there. He'll do anything.
他的心是在耶路撒冷。
He wants to help.
他想要帮忙，他愿意做任何事。
He wants to build, but how could he build? He's in Babylon.
他想去重建耶路撒冷，但他人在巴比伦。
Leave that to God.
他就把这一切交给神。
Let him figure that all out.
让神来想办法。
Just pray and call upon him. He's faithful.
他只需要呼求，因为神他是信实的。
You'll find that Nehemiah throughout the whole story, he's a man of prayer.
在整卷尼希米书中，你看到他是一个祷告的人。
He prays before, during, after. He's praying always.
他总是在祷告，无论是之前、事当中或事后。
For God's work to be accomplished established in our day by God's people, we need to be men and women of prayer.
同样的，要神的国度、神的工作在今天的世代成就，我们需要有祷告的男人和女人。
Yes, we need to work.
是的，我们有事要做。
But the greatest work is to pray.
但是最大的事情就是祷告。
Jesus prayed.
耶稣祷告。
We read in the epistles we're to pray without ceasing.
我们要不止息的祷告。
Pray on your job, pray in your school, pray in your homes, pray in your church, pray.
你上学时候祷告，你在工作地方祷告，你在你的家中祷告，来到教会里祷告。
God answers prayer.
因为神答应祷告。
You don't have to give him the answers to the prayer.
我们不需要为神提供解答之路。
Lord, we want you to come and this is the way we want you to do it.
我们不是告诉神说我们需要你来如此如此行。
Leave that to him. He's got better ideas than you.
把那个交给神，因为他比我们更有概念。
His ways are not your ways.
他的路总是高过我们的。
His ways are higher than your ways.
他的道路是高过我们的。
But if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
若是我们照他的旨意祈求什么事，他是听见的。
And because he's a great, mighty, awesome God, creator of heaven and earth, he's able.
因为他是大而可畏的神，他创造宇宙万有，他绝对能够。
He's able to do exceeding abundantly above what you could even ask or think.
他能做的是超过我们一切所求所想的。
And so Nehemiah prays.
所以尼希米祷告。
What else could I do?
因为他还能做什么?
What better work could I do?
还有什么更好的事他能做?
Lord, I look to you.
神啊，我仰望你。
I've got the burden.
我有负担。
I'm praying.
我祷告。
I'm seeking your will.
我寻求你的旨意。
I want you to open the door or close the door.
我希望你开门，你关门。
And he ends his prayer with these words, Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.
他的祷告最后结尾在说使你的仆人现今亨通在王面前蒙恩
This man was the king.
这个人就是王
Lord, I don't know what's going on. Give me favor today. I'm going to work. I'm going to see the king.
主啊我现在要去上班了我要见到王了请你让我在他眼前蒙恩
And then the chapter closes with that, I was the king's cupbearer.
然后这一章结束在最后一句，我是做王酒政的。
So Nehemiah is in a tough spot.
所以尼希米的位置是蛮艰难的。
He wants to build, but he can't.
他想回去重建耶路撒冷，但他不行。
He doesn't know how this is going to happen. He doesn't know how it's going to happen.
他不知道神要怎么做。
But he has faith that it will happen.
但是他有个信心知道一定会发生。
Because it's God's work.
因为这是神的工作。
Not Nehemiah's work.
不是尼希米我的工作。
Nehemiah is called to be a part of the work, but he's not the initiator, the orchestrator of it.
他是被呼召在这个圣工上有份，但是这个圣工不是从他开始。
And so he lays it out before God.
所以他就把这些需要放在神的面前。
In chapter 2 it says, In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year, King Artaxerxes, when the wine was brought to him,I took the wine, I gave it to the king, I had not been sad in his presence before this.
第二章第一节，亚达薛西王二十年尼散月，在王面前摆酒，我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。
Every day I'd go in there.
我每一天去上班。
I put a smile on my face no matter what.
不管我情况怎么样，我都面带笑容。
I had to look happy.
我必须在王面前。看起来是很开心很喜乐
I couldn't look sad or down.
我不能有面有愁容或者是哀伤
I'm sure Nehemiah had some bad days.
我相信尼希米有些不愉快的日子
Hey, have you ever had a bad day?
我们不都有过吗
You having one today?
今天如何啊
Oh good, everybody's having a good day. That's why you look so happy.
每个人都微笑大概今天是不错的
Well, Nehemiah often or usually looked happy. Even on a bad day, he looked happy.
即使那天有不愉快的事情他去上班的时候一定都是看起来很快乐的
But he forgot about it this day.
但是今天他忘了
He came into the king's presence. He just didn't look right.
他来到神面前的时候是面带愁容的
He didn't look happy.
他看起来并不开心。
He looked like he had the weight of the world on his shoulders.
好像整个世界都像一个担子在他的肩膀上。
He had a great burden he was carrying around.
因为他里面带了一个极重的负担。
He looked that way because he did.
他为什么看起来愁有愁容呢？因为他有重担。
His heart was far away in Jerusalem.
他的心在遥远的耶路撒冷。
His heart was building up the walls back in Jerusalem.
他的心想要回去重建城墙。
And he felt sad about the disgrace that the people of God were living in.
他对于神的百姓活在羞辱之中，心里非常难受。
But this day it showed.
这一天，这个难受显在他的面上。
And so the king looked at him and said, Nehemiah, why does your face look so sad?
So 王就对他说，你为什么面带愁容呢？
Are you sick?
你生病了吗？
You got a headache?
你头疼吗？
Stomachache.
还是胃痛？
Worse than that?
还是更糟糕？
What's wrong with you? Something's got to be wrong.
出了什么事吗？一定有事情。
This looks to me like not a physical ailment. Looks like you're sad in your heart.
王可以说看起来不像是生病，而是你心中愁烦。
I don't know how the king knew that, but he did.
我不知道这个王怎么看出来，不过他看出来了。
You look concerned.
你看起来有心事。
Face not looking so good this morning.
你的脸色不好看。
And Nehemiah, it says he was very much afraid.
尼希米当时是很惧怕的。
I shouldn't have done that.
他说啊、哦，糟了，我不应该这个样子。
I said to the king, may the king live forever.
我就对王说，愿王万岁。
And I don't know, it doesn't say it, but I wonder if he was saying, and may I live forever too.
他居然没有说愿王万岁，愿我也活到永远。
King, live forever. I'm kind of sorry about the way I look.
意思就是说很抱歉，我脸带愁容，但是愿王万岁。
And then he just spills it all out before the king.
然后就在神的面前倾倒他心中的重
担。Now this was the wrong person to tell all your troubles to about what was going on in Jerusalem.
事实上，你知道王是一个最不合适听到他对耶路撒冷有负担的对象。
Why would the king in Babylon care?
巴比伦的君王怎么会在乎耶路撒冷？
He's not interested in building up the kingdom in Jerusalem. He's got his own kingdom to build up.
他自己有自己的国度要建立，他怎么会在乎耶路撒冷和神的国度呢？
But this is what Nehemiah says. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my fathers are buried it lies in ruins?Its gates have been destroyed by fire.
我对王说，我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容吗？
And then I guess still kind of concerned and afraid, Nehemiah looks up and waiting for the response of the king, and the king says, "What do you want?"
我想尼希米心中还是很没把握，带着惧怕等着王的反应。结果王的反应是说，你要求什么？
What could I do?
你要我做什么？
The king of Babylon is asking Nehemiah what he can do to help.
巴比伦的王问尼希米，他能为他做什么？
Now I don't know what you would do at a time like that, but you know what Nehemiah did?
我不知道你听到王这样回答的时候，你有什么反应？但是你知道尼希米怎么反应吗？
He prayed.
他祷告。
Now I don't think he took time and got down on his knees and took a half hour. He just said a prayer, a silent prayer to God.
并不是他跪下来花了半小时祷告，他就站在那个地方，在心里默祷神。
I prayed to the God of heaven and I answered the king.
我默祷天上的神，我对王说。
Nehemiah, can you do both at the same time?
所以尼希米，你可以同时做这两件事吗？
Can you pray and talk to the king?
你可以一面跟神祷告，一面对王说话吗？
Yeah, it's not so simple, but I can do it.
Yeah, 不是很容易，但是我可以。
I'm looking up to God for help, for strength, for wisdom, for grace.
我在里面仰望神，给我力量，给我智慧，给我恩典。
And the words that I'm speaking to the king, I'm believing that God is going to help me and supply the words and give me the thoughts.
一面当我回答王的时候，我相信神会给我当说的话，当有的意念。
So my mouth is talking to him, my heart is in touch with heaven, and I'm looking to the Lord for help.
我的嘴巴是向王说话，但是我的心是连结于天，让坐在宝座上的那一位帮助我。
That's the way God's people live.
这是神的百姓该活的样式。
You might be talking to your boss at work, but you're talking to your father in heaven.
也许在跟你地上的老板说话，但是你的心在向你天上的父连结。
You need wisdom, ask of God. He gives wisdom liberally.
你需要智慧，你就向神求智慧。
You don't know which way to turn or what to do, and you're confronted with the situation.Pray, look to him, talk to him, and talk to them at the same time.
你遇见难处，你需要做智慧的选择的时候，一面向神祷告，一面向人回答。
The old hymn says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit, what needless pain we bear, all because We do not carry everything to God in prayer.
有名的古典诗歌告诉我们，我们
Oh, what peace we often
多少平安屡屡丧失，多少痛苦无需受，只因我们未将万事带到主面前去祈求。
Yeah, and because we do that, God hears.
因为当我们这样做的时候，神听见的。
But when we don't do that, we're leaning to our own wisdom, our own understanding.
若我们不与神连结，我们就会靠自己的力量，自己的智慧。
Remember the verse in Proverbs, in all thy ways acknowledge him.
在箴言里告诉我们，在所有所行的事上要认定他。
Don't lean to your own understanding.
不要靠自己的智慧。
Acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
要承认他，要认定他，他必指引我们的路。
And again, sometimes it's not time. You can't wait a week. You can't wait a month. You can't wait a moment. You got to do it right then on the spot.
很多时候我们没时间等，没有一个礼拜，没有一个月可以等，而是当时就要做决定。
That's why we pray without ceasing.
这就是不止息的
祷告。We're always in touch with God.
我们常常来触摸神。
In him we live, in him we move and have our being. We're in communion with him.
因为在他的里面，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他，所以我们要与他24小时连结。
So here's what Nehemiah says. He says, if it pleases the king and if your servant has found favor in his sight, I'm going to ask you, king, if you would send me to the city of Judah,where my fathers are buried so that I can rebuild it.
在这里第五节，尼希米就回答王说，仆人若在王眼前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。
In other words, king, I quit.
意思就是说，老板，我要辞职。
I want an early retirement.
我需要提早退休。
Can I get a package deal?
可不可以给我一个好的
I don't want to be here anymore.
好的
I want to go home. I look sad because I don't want to be here in Babylon. I want to go home.
我为什么看起来面带愁容呢？因为我想回家。
I want to build up the city of God. I want to build up Jerusalem.
我要回去重建神的城耶路撒冷。
The king, with the queen attending beside him, asked me, how long is your journey going to take, and when are you coming back?
那个时候王后坐在王的旁边，王问我说，你去要多少日子，几时回来？
It pleased the king to send me, so I set a time.
我就定了一个日期，于是王喜欢差遣我去。
I said to him, if it pleases the king, may I have letters from the governors of Trans-Euphrates so that they'll provide me safe conduct until I arrive in Judah.
第七节说，我又对王说，王若喜欢，求王赐给我诏书，通知大河西的省长，准我经过直到犹大。
I hope I'm not asking too much, but could I have a police escort?
而且我希望我没有要求太多，我还需要有人保护。
You know, it's kind of rough on the roads there sometimes. There are bandits, there are car thieves, there are, whatever. And can you please provide some security?
因为回家的路上不太平安，你可不可以差遣一些人保护我？
And while you're at it, would you give me a letter to give to Asaph? He's the keeper of the king's forest.
同时，麻烦你给我一个诏书，通知管理王园林的亚萨。
I want a letter from you saying I could cut down any trees I want. It's like going to Home Depot for free.
我需要一封信从王来，好让我可以砍许多的树木，就好像给我一个免费的票到 Home Depot 去 shopping.
Yeah, I want to make beams for the gates of the citadel by the temple and for the city wall and for the residence that I'm going to occupy.
因为我需要木料来做属殿营楼之门的横梁和城墙，还有我自己的房屋使用的，王就允准我。
Now, that's quite nervy.
他实在胆子够大了。
I mean, to ask all that from this king of Babylon is.
像这个巴比伦王要这许多的东西。
But he had prayed.
但是他在里面祷告。
He had asked God to direct and lead and help him.
所以神引导他，帮助他。
I don't think you should try to do that in your own efforts and strength.
我们永远不要凭自己的智慧能力做这样的事。
But God granted Nehemiah favor.
但是神让他蒙恩。
You remember in your Bible history, God granted Joseph favor, Daniel favor.
记得吗？在旧约里有许多人物，神都使他们蒙恩。譬如说约瑟，譬如说但以理。
If your heart's right,
只要我们的心是对的，
if you're doing God's will,
若是我们是在神的旨意里行事，
nothing can stop you.
没有什么能够阻挡我们。
Nothing can stop the kingdom of God.
没有什么能够阻挡神。
The only thing that can stop the kingdom of God is the people of God not being willing to do the will of God.
唯一能阻挡神国的建造就是神的百姓不在神的旨意里工作。
You and I, his people, are all he has to work with here on earth.
你们知道吗？神在地上所有的材料就是你和我。
He wants to use you and me. He wants to use his church.
他要用你，用我，用他的教会。
To be a blessing to others.
成为别人的祝福。
But if we're not going to do anything.
但是如果我们选择什么都不做，
we'll stop the work of God, the will of God for being done, from being done.
我们就拦阻了神的工作和旨意的进行。
And because the gracious hand of my God was upon me, the king granted my requests.
因我神施恩的手帮助我，王就应允我。
Amazing.
真是何等奇妙。
The apostle Paul was the one that wrote, he's able to doabundantly above what we could ask or think.
使徒保罗说，我们能够，我们的神能做超过我们所求所想。
No, we don't go around asking things abundantly above what we could ask or think in our own effort, strength, wisdom.
靠着我们自己的力量和智慧，我们很难做什么超过我们自己所求所想。
But we have faith in a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above.
但是我们有信心在神的身上，知道他能做超过我们所求所想。
He's able to open up doors that nobody can shut.
他能够开一个门，无人能关。
He's able to shut doors that nobody can open.
他能关上一个门，就没有人能开。
He's God.
因为他是神。
He's an awesome, great, covenant-keeping, loving God.
他是那位大而可畏又守约施慈爱的。
Who wants to show himself strong and mighty on behalf of a people who are putting their trust in him.
他能够借着相信他的百姓显出他的大能和信实。
The hard thing for God is to find a people who are willing to put their trust in him.
神的难处就是找不到那个信任他的人。
In Ezekiel's day, he says, I looked all over the whole earth. I looked for somebody who could stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I didn't find anybody.
在以西结书，神说我在全地寻找那个愿意站在破口之处来挡住的人，我找不到一个。
I'm looking all over Jerusalem, all over the people of God, all over the people that I formed and I created for my purpose, and somehow or other,I find none.
我看耶路撒冷，我看全地，这些人是我为着我自己的荣耀，按着我的形象所造的，但是我找不到一个人。
But when God could find one,
但当神能找到一个这样的人，
He could cause the river of life to flow through that one.
借着这个人，生命的活泉能够流出。
When God could find a church,
当神能找到一个教会，
He can cause the river of life to flow through that church.
是这样的，他就能够让那个生命的活水借着教会流出去。
A local church, a collective church.
一个地方的教会或者一个全面的教，全地的教会。
He's looking to build up his kingdom here on earth.
因为神的目的是要在地上建立他的国度。
That from that kingdom the nations of the world can be blessed.
从这个国度里使地上的万国能够蒙福。
And because the gracious hand of God was upon me, the king granted my request.
因为神施恩的手帮助我，王就允准了我。
So I went to the governor of the Trans-Euphrates, and I gave them the king's letters, and the king had also sent an army of officers and cavalry with me.
所以第九节说，王派了军长和马兵护送我，我到了河西的省长那里，将王的诏书交给他们。
Now everything changes in verse 19.
然后 19? You want to go 19?
No.
You were at 9.
How about 10?
好，然后呢？
Everything changes in verse 10.
到第十节，这个事情就有了一个转折。
If this were a video, a DVD, a movie, you'd hear dun 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 dun.
如果你在看电影的话或电视剧，在这个时候那个幕后的配乐就改成这种恐怖的声音，就表示不好的事情要发生。
It gets dark, it gets now. Verse 10.
到第十节就有了一个转折。
When Sanballat, the Horonite, it even sounds spooky.
荷伦人 Sanballat.
Yeah, yeah. And Tobiah, the Ammonite.
还有多比亚那个亚门人
when they heard about this,
他们听见这件事
they were very much disturbed.
就甚恼怒
that someone had come to promote the welfare of the Israelites.
他们听见居然有人来为以色列人求好处
It didn't take long at all for the enemy to get mad.
你知道仇敌是很快就会发怒
Did you know that you have an enemy?
你知道你有一个仇敌。
Now, if it weren't for the fact that we'd have an enemy, it would be easy.
若没有仇敌，事情都很容易的。
Well, it's not so simple to work for the kingdom of God, but it would be a lot easier if we didn't have an enemy.
替神工作，替神的国度做事不难，如果没有仇敌。
But the fact of the matter is, we do.
但是问题是我们有一个仇敌。
Now, you may be one of the percentages of whatever that don't believe there is a devil, but there is.
也许你是少数的不相信有魔鬼存在的人，但是我告诉你，存在的。
All over the Bible, we're told of how he likes to attack and fight against the church of Jesus Christ.
整本圣经都告诉我们，仇敌是随时要攻击耶稣基督的教会。
In Revelation 12, it says that he was cast out one day, cast out of heaven.
在启示录十二章讲到他被天从天上上丢下来
came down to earth
丢到地上来
he's around this planet
所以他是在这个地球上的
and he has a job to do
他也有一个工作要做
he's not happy because he knows he's doomed
因为他知道自己的结局近了所以他是气愤愤的下来的
he knows he's not going to win
他知道他输了
You know, do you ever walk your dog on a leash?
你有没有带着狗散步，牵着狗散步？
Your dog knows he can only go so far.
你的狗知道它不能走太远。
Sometimes they try to go a lot, but they can't. You're holding on. They can only go so far.
因为你的绳索拉住它，所以它知道它只能走到某一个距离。
The enemy's on a leash.
我们的仇敌也是在绳索上。
He can only go so far.
它只能走这么远。
And he knows he's not going to be here forever. He knows his doom is secure. His time is short.
他也知道他的结局日子到了，所以没有太多时间了。
And so there in Revelation it says what he does, what he's doing now is he's making war against the church of Jesus Christ.
所以启示录十二章讲得很清楚，他在地上要做一件事，就是与神的百姓教会征战。
If you're part of that church, and I believe you all are,
如果我们都是属于神的教会的，我相信诸位都是。
He's making war against you.
那仇敌也要与你征战。
He's making war against us.
他要与我们征战。
He's fighting personally and collectively against the church of Jesus Christ.
无论是个人的还是全体性的，教会都在这征战中。
Paul the apostle says, "We're not ignorant of his devices."
所以保罗说，我们不是没有智慧，不了解他的诡计。
We know his tactics.
我们知道他的诡计的。
You read about them all through the Bible.
在整个圣经里，你都看到仇敌的工
作。Right away at the beginning, after creation, in Adam and Eve, he used a tactic.
就在创世纪里，这个亚当夏娃刚被造的时候，他就出现了。
His subtlety, his deceit, his craftiness.
他何等的诡诈！
He was able to outsmart Eve.
他比夏娃可聪明多了。
He threw some doubt on what she believed.
他把一些的疑惑放在夏娃的心中。
Threw some doubt of what God had told her, what she knew from God's word.
叫他怀疑他所领受的神的话。
God's word said, "Don't eat the tree." You got all trees all over the place. Don't eat that one tree in the middle of the garden.
神讲得很清楚，园中树上的果子你都能吃，唯有那一颗不要吃。
And the enemy comes and says, "Hey, wait, God told you that because he doesn't want you to be like him."
所以仇敌来说，你知道吗？神叫你不要吃，因为他怕你变得像他一样。
If you eat that tree, you'll be as smart and wise as he is.
你若吃了那一棵树上的果子，你就像神一样，能够有聪明智慧。
And Eve was deceived.
结果。夏娃就上当了。
I'm not going to blame the whole thing on the women.
当然，我不是怪女人。
Because she took a bite and she gave it to her husband. He took a bigger bite.
因为她吃了一口，给了亚当吃，亚当也大大吃了一口。
And that disobedience to God messed us all up.
就是这个不顺服，把整个事情搞糟了。
And the enemy was able to succeed in his efforts.
所以仇敌就得胜了。
He still, the Apostle Paul says, take to yourself the whole armor of God.That you can stand against the wiles or the trickiness of the devil.
所以保罗要劝我们要抓住守住基督，叫我们能够识破仇敌的诡计。
He doesn't always look like a devil with a pitchfork and a red suit on and fire coming out of his mouth.
你知道他来的时候可不是穿一个红色的西装，然后有两个耳朵，然后还有一个火从他的口中出来。
Sometimes he looks like an angel of light.
有的时候他像光明的天使。
He looks good.
他看起来是很好看的。
He's trying to deceive.
他要欺骗我们。
He creeps in among the people of God.
他缓缓地潜进到神的百姓当中。
He puts the church to sleep.
他让教会沉睡。
Ah, don't worry, you can't do anything anyway.
哦，别担心，这个他们不会做什么。
You don't have to work so hard.
你不需要这么努力的。
Eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow you're going to die anyway. Grab all the gusto you can while you go through life.
你就又吃又喝，反正明天我们就要死了。就尽量的在地上追求属地的事就好。
He uses the cares of this life, the cares, the just overwhelmed with your work or your family or your school.
他是利用我们对很多事情的在乎，譬如说我们在乎我们的家庭、我们的世界、我们的事业。
Jesus says those things they're not bad in themselves, but they can choke out the word of God.
主耶稣说这些事不是不好的，但是会叫我们把神的话给挤出去。
So we're not good at arising and building. We're better at building our own houses and we're building our own portfolios than we are investing in the kingdom of God.
所以以至于我们只为在属地的、属世的事上来投资我们的时间，没有投资在神的国度。
He didn't teach us to pray, "My kingdom come, my will be done here on earth."
主耶稣教我们祷告的时候，没有说叫我们祷告我的国度降临，我的旨意通行。
Sometimes I think the church is broken.
很多时候我想有的时候教会是破碎的。
And even among God's people, it's my kingdom, my bless me, make me happy, make me wealthy, make me whatever I want to be.
因为很多时候我们神的百姓所求的都是为了我们自己，让我亨通，让我有钱，不管是什么事情，是我。
The enemy fights.
所以要知道仇敌是会来攻击的。
And he's quick.
而他动作可快的。
He'll leave you alone if you're not wanting to do anything for God.
如果你没有心要为神做什么事，他不会来麻烦你的。
You can stay in Jerusalem as long as you want. Just don't start building.
你可以留在耶路撒冷，就是不要建造就好。
As long as you're not doing anything, I couldn't care less. I'll leave you alone.
如果你不做什么，那我也不会来找你麻烦。
Jesus talked to a church like that in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里神，主耶稣有提到这样的教会。
He said, you're not hot, you're not cold, you're lukewarm.
他说你既不热又不冷，你是温的。
Yeah, I don't care.
嗯。
Yeah, the walls are broken.
Oh, yeah, 世界是破碎呀。
That's too bad, it shouldn't be that way.
太可惜了，不过我知
道。Terrible, terrible, terrible.
这太糟糕了，太糟糕了，世界就是这样子。
As long as that's the attitude, the enemy doesn't care, that's fine.
如果我们态度不在意，那仇敌也不会来找我们。
That's all part of his tactic, that's the way he works.
这就是他的诡计，他的策略。
You don't need to be addicted to drugs or alcohol or something like that. He's happy just if you're doing nothing.
你并不需要说啊，你有药瘾啊，有烟瘾，有什么捆绑，只要你无所事事，仇敌就很高兴。
But as soon as somebody gets a burden,
但是什么时候一个人里面突然对神的国度有负担了
？Soon as somebody's attitude is rise and build.
有一个人有一个心要起来建造。
They hadn't even gotten started yet.
在他甚至没开始之前。
They hadn't put one stone on another. They hadn't cut one piece of lumber yet and erected it.
一块石头还没有放在另外一个石头上，连木材都还没有运来了。
It was just in the planning stages.
整个还只是在计划的阶段。
But that's enough for the enemy. I don't want plans either.
但是仇敌就会注意到，他连你计划他都不需要。
I'll fight against that. I'll do whatever I can to stop and to thwart the work of God.
他尽全力来阻止你的计划，让神的工作不能开始。
And so when they heard about this, they were very disturbed that someone had come.
所以这一批人听到有人为以色列人求好处，就很恼怒。
You remember how Paul in Ephesians 6 says, "Our battle, our conflict is not with flesh and blood."
在以弗所书里，保罗告诉我们，我们所征战的对象不是属血气，
obviously he's talking
不是属肉体。
He's talking to the church.
他在对以弗所的教会劝导。
Talking to you and to me, your fight, your conflict is not with flesh and blood.
也是在告诉我们，我们征战的对象不是属血气的。
It's not that politician or that political party or that nation or that country or that ideology or that philosophy.
我们的敌人不是这个政党，或是这个国家，或是这个学说。
Your fight is not with flesh and blood. It's not the people.
我们的对象永远不是肉体或血气，不是人。
There's something that inspires that philosophy, that ideology, that lifestyle, that whatever. There's something that is behind that all.
而是在后面有一个在那里促使这些事情发生。
So Paul goes on, he says, your battle is with principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in the high places.
他说我们征战的对象乃是在天上执政掌权的属灵的征战。
We don't see those forces.
我们看不见这些 属灵的征战。
It's like you don't see radio waves.
就好像我们看不见在空气中有任何的音波。
They're out there, signals are out there all over the place.
各样的讯号都在空气里。
I've never seen one.
但是我们的肉眼是看不见的。
I believe that they're there.
但是我相信他们存在。
I see the evidence of them being there.
我也看到存在的证据。
I believe there's an enemy.
我相信我们有仇敌。
I've never seen him.
虽然我的肉眼从来没看见。
I've never seen the powers in the heavenly places.
我也没有看到在天上属灵的能力。
But I've seen the evidence.
但是我看见那个证据。
I've seen the brokenness.
我也看见破碎的真实。
I've seen the mixed up, backwards, messed up lives.
我看见那些乱七八糟、活得一塌糊涂的生命。
Jesus Christ wants to rescue and he wants to bring into his kingdom and wants to make them living stones.
而耶稣基督愿意把这些人带进他的国度，让他成为永恒建造的活石。
And that's the work he's called us to.
主耶稣就召我们来做这样的工作
to be ambassadors for Christ,
为基督做使者
His representatives here on this earth.
为耶稣基督在地上成为他的代表
Back home we had an ambassador from the country of Nigeria in our church for a time.
在我们的教会里呢有一个从Nigeria 来的一个大使者
He was
一个使者
working at the United Nations.
他是在联合国里工作
And he would come to church, he and his wife would come to church on Sunday and they wouldDress in the Nigerian clothing style.
他们礼拜天来参加崇拜的时候，他们穿他们自己国家的衣服。
Kind of interesting.
非常有意思的衣服。
Very elaborate, flamboyant.
非常的华丽。
Her dresses were gowns.
她带好像穿了晚礼服一样的衣服来。
And big hats that matched the dress out to here.
还有很大的帽子是配她的礼服的。
And he would always wear a completely white suit.
然后这个弟兄永远穿着白色的西装。
A rounded collar, and he'd wear this funny-looking white hat on his head.
圆的领子的衬衫，然后一个很奇怪的形状的帽子。
That's their dress.
这就是他们的礼服。
He's representing Nigeria.
他代表他们的国家来参加聚会。
He's here on Earth, but he, in America, in the United States, but he's representing Nigeria.
他是在美国生活，但是他代表他的国家
Nigeria. We're also representatives of a kingdom.
我们同样也是神国度的代表。
We wear the clothing of the kingdom.
我们穿的是这个国度的衣服。
Not this stuff, but the
不是这些外面的衣服。
The white garment that he grants every one of us to be arrayed in.
而是他给我们每一个人所赐的衣袍。
We represent the kingdom by the way that we speak for the king.
我们代表属天的国度是经过我们的话语。
And on and on and on. We are ambassadors for Christ.
我们在各方面代表神，我们是神国度的使者。
And Paul says he's committed unto us a message.
所以他给我们一个信息
The message of reconciliation.
他给我们一个信息就是叫神与人和好
so we go out into a broken, fallen, whether it be a broken, fallen world or a broken, fallen church, we go out and we say, hey, let's be reconciled to God.
所以我们要到世界各个角落、各个岔路上宣告说，来与神和好
Let's be in fellowship with God.
让我们来与神交通
Let's be branches that are connected to the vine.
让我们来跟这个永活的树葡萄树来接上。
Let's bring forth the fruit of the kingdom of God here on earth.
让我们在这个地上来显出神国度的果实。
We want to be good representatives, good ambassadors.
我们要做神好的大使。
But at the same time, we recognize we also are fighting in a battle.
在我们做大使的时候，也要知道我们同时在征战之中。
And it's a real battle. The enemy wants to steal.Kill and destroy.
这是一个真实的征战，因为仇敌来是偷窃、杀害、毁坏我们。
I've lived long enough to look around the landscape of the Christian community, and I've seen the enemy's work.
我已经活得够久了，让我看到许多仇敌在基督的社区里面的工作。
Now people who started well didn't end well.
很多人开始的时候走得很好，但是结束的不好。
The enemy was able to, through subtlety, through deceptiveness.Trickery, somehow or other, get a hold of them and move them away from the simplicity of Christ.
仇敌用了许多的诡计和方法，无论如何将他们从那个单纯跟随主的路上带走。
That's what Paul says to the church at Corinth. I'm surprised, I'm amazed that so soon, just like Adam and Eve were tricked, so you're tricked and moved away from Christ.
就像保罗在写给教会书信有一地方提到说，我很吃惊，你们这么快就从所信的道上滑落了。
To the Galatians, Paul says, you've been moved away to another gospel, which is not a gospel at all.
在加罗哥罗西书，他说你们很快就带离了。带离被从福音的路上带离了，那可不是福音啊。
Paul writes to Timothy, and he said, Timothy, in the last days, people are going to be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God.
他写给提摩太的书信说，在末后的日子有很多人爱自己不爱神。
People are going to have a form of godliness but no power.
人会有敬虔的外貌，却没有敬虔的实意。
That's what we want to avoid.
我们要避开这样的情
况。We want to be God's representatives here on earth.
我们要在地上成为神的大使。
We want to build up the kingdom of God and we want to fight the enemy.
我们要建立神的国度，我们要与仇敌征战。
James says, "Don't give place to the devil."
雅各书说，不要给仇敌留地步。
Don't let him get his foot in the door.
不要让他的脚踏进你的门。
When he gets his foot in the door, the rest of him will be coming soon.
因为他脚若踏进来，其他的很快就进来了。
It's like the salesman.
就好像那个推销员。
Don't let them get their foot in the door.
千万开门，不要让他们的脚伸进来。
If you have to slam it on their foot.
如果你要关门夹住他们的脚
If you have to do that to the enemy, do it to him too.
你就把门关上对仇敌也是这样
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
你们要抵挡仇敌他就离开你
Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you.
你们亲近神神就亲近你
This is all part of the battle that we're in.
这是我们所存在的征战
Not with flesh and blood, but it's a real battle.
不是血气的征战
It's a fight, it's a warfare.
是一个属灵的战争
But we're victorious.
但是我们是得胜的。
The church wins.
教会是得胜。
I read the end of the story.
这是我们故事的结局。
The enemy might fight, the enemy might yell, the enemy might steal and try to kill and whatever, but we win at the end.
仇敌会来与我们征战，他会偷窃、杀害、毁坏，但是好消息就是结束的时候，我们是得胜的。
John sees this group in heaven and he says, where they all come from?
像约翰看见天开了，他说：“这些人从哪来的？”
And the answer is, "Oh, they've come through great tribulation down there on the earth."
天上就回答说：“这些人是经过大征战出来的。”
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, they've come.
经过许多的危险，许多的患难，他们来了。
But the grace of God has brought them safe right this far.
恩典平安地将他们带进了国度。
They're the ones that overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
他们是那些靠着羔羊的血和自己的见证的道德胜的弟兄们。
They didn't love their own lives, not even to the death.
他们没有爱惜自己的生命，连死也不顾。
They now are with me forever and forever, and they walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
现在他们与我永远同在，穿起公义圣洁的白袍。
Let us then be true and faithful.
让我们成为那个诚信真实
者。Trusting, serving every day.
叫我们在信心里来侍奉他。
It says in the 11th verse, I went to Jerusalem, Nehemiah.
十一节，尼希米说，我到了耶路撒冷住了三天。
And he stays there for 3 days.
他在那里住了三天。
He's looking around at everything. During the night, he takes some guys with him, and he didn't tell anybody what God had put in his heart to do for Jerusalem.
他夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但是神。叫他心里要为耶路撒冷做的事，他没有告诉任何人。
Nehemiah had a vision, he had a burden.
所以尼希米他很明显有一个负担，也有个意向。
He couldn't even share it with others yet.
但是呢，他还不能够与人分享。
He wanted to be sure.
他要先确定。
He had heard what was going on in Jerusalem, but now he wanted to see.
他听说耶路撒冷的光景，现在他要亲眼去勘察。
So he took some men with him and.There were no more mounts except for the one I was riding on. And by night, we went through the different gates, the valley gate toward the jackal well and the dung gate, and we examined the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken down, and the gates, which had been destroyed by fire.
所以他带着几个人骑着他的牲口，他夜里出了谷门到野狗井去，到了粪场门，查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
It doesn't say it in the scriptures, but I can almost feel Nehemiah's heart.
虽然没有在这里写出来，但是我几乎可以感受到尼希米的心。
He goes and he looks at that gate. The gate is broken down. It's laying there on its side. It's not been put back up in place.
他看到那个城门被扔在一边，没有放回去。
I wonder what his prayer was. God have mercy.
我不晓得他当时心里的祷告是什么。神啊，怜悯我们。
God help us.
神啊，帮助我们。
You ride around to another place, another section, another wall, another gate, and down disrepaired, and it was just weighing on Nehemiah.
他骑着牲口到左到右，看到各种的情形，让他的心里何等的沉重。
The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing because.As yet, I had said nothing to the Jews or the priests or the nobles or the officials or any others who would be doing the work.
第十六节，我往哪里去，我做什么事，官长都不知道，我还没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、贵哲、官长和其余做工的人。
He gets back and after seeing this and after praying some more,
看见耶路撒冷的光景，他更多的祷告。
He's got to share that burden with others.
他回来之后，他要把这个重担分享给所有的人。
He feels the weight of it.
他感觉到这个沉重。
He certainly was leading.
他是领袖。
But he realized he needed help.
他知道他需要帮助。
I can't do this alone.
他一个人不可能完成这个建造。
I can't rebuild everything by myself.
不可能我把所有的城墙都修好。
I know God's good and God's great and God's mighty, but it's got to be more than me that he uses to build up this kingdom.
我知道神是很好的，神有能力，但是绝对不只是用我一个人来重建这个城。
And at that point, I think Nehemiah had faith that God would raise up an army.
在那个节骨眼，我觉得尼希米里面有一个信心，知道神要为自己兴起一般工人。
You know, the song we sing, like a mighty army moves the church of God.
就像一群军队在神的百姓中兴起。
We need people. We need one another.
我们需要彼此。
No, we don't. God does.
我们没有办法兴起，但是神要我们起。
God needs people.
神需要人。
God has a Nehemiah.
神有了尼希米。
But he needs more than a Nehemiah.
他需要的不止尼希米一个人。
God has a pastor, fill in the blank.
神有一个。
He needs more than the pastor.
神有一个牧者，神有一个牧师，但他还需要更多的人。
He needs more than the pastor and the deacons.
他需要不只是牧师，不只是执事。
He needs you.
他需要你。
You ever see the advertisement used to be years ago, Uncle Sam wants you?
你们看过那个图画，招募军人打仗的时候说，山姆先生需要你。
Uncle
Sam, 山姆大叔需要你。
Uncle Sam never got me.
但是他从来就没有得到我过。
I mean, I didn't run to Canada or anything, but I was never drafted.
我没有逃离这个国家，但是我没有被征召。
But God wants you.
但是神要你。
He calls you.
他召你
to be a blessing,
成为一个祝福
to be blessed, to be burdened, and to be a blessing.
被祝福，被为他有负担，成为一个祝福。
We've talked about a number of things already this morning, and they're all important and necessary if you want to be a blessing.
今天早晨我们讲了好几个重要的点，如果你要成为一个祝福，你必须要明白。
Lord, cleanse my heart, make me clean. We've sinned against you. We pray that you'll search us and try us and get rid of anything that's displeasing in your sight.
神啊，我们愿意被你召，求你洁净我们，赦免我们的罪孽，则洁净我，脱离一切的罪污。
We're not going in our own strength because without you we can't do anything. We need your help.
我没有办法靠我自己能力做什么，我们需要你帮助。
And God begins to hear those prayers, and God begins to answer those prayers, and He moves in wonderful ways.
神就会听到这样的祷告，而且应允这样祷告，并且开始他奇妙的作为。
Then we find there's an adversary, there's a battle.
然后我们就发现我们是面对征战的，我们有一个对头。
But we're willing to fight that battle.
但是我们愿意进入这样的征战。
As we went through the chapters and come back tonight, we'll find that battle doesn't get any lesser, it gets greater.
当今天晚上我们再来看尼希米的时候，我们就发现这个征战是越来越猛烈。
Sanballat, Tobiah, Gershom don't ever stop. They just put the pedal to the metal. They go full speed ahead.
像山巴拉、多比亚还有基善，他们可是没有停下他们的工作。
But God still looks for people. Are you willing?
但是在这样权力战争的里面，神仍然寻找说你愿意。
Now that you drove around a little bit and you saw the situation and you contemplated and thought about it and Am I really wanting to involve myself in this?
就像尼希米在四处查看之后，了解很多破坏的情形。
Remember,
我们的心是怎样？愿意说我愿意参与吗？
Jesus' words, I think in Matthew 12, he told the parable and he said, don't start to build unless you think you have enough to finish the work.
就像马太福音里面，耶稣劝告人说，你要开始一个工程，你先别开始，你先坐下来计算成本。
That's why it took time with Nehemiah. It took weeks, months.
所以对尼希米来说，他花了几个月的时间。
This is not just a surge of emotion after a conference.
不是，只是因为他参加了一个什么基督徒特会，然后里面突然激动了。
This is a burden that God put into his heart, and then it weighed on him and continued to weigh on him.
而是因为神把一个负担放在他的心中，逐渐的成长。
And now he's to the place where he needs others to help him. feel that burden.
来到一个地步，他不仅他有负担是成熟的，他还需要有人与他一同同工。
My burden is that your burden will be his burden.
我的负担就是，愿你的负担是神的负担。
And his burden was that his kingdom come on earth and his will be done as it's done in heaven.
那神的负担是什么？就是他愿他的国度降临，他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And until that's accomplished,
直到这件事成就，
we have to work and we have to fight.
我们就需要不停地工作，也不停地征战。
And when we work together,
当我们一起同工，
when we strive together for the faith of the gospel,
当我们一起为着福音的缘故征战，
the eye doesn't say to the foot, 1 Corinthians 12, the eye doesn't say to the foot, I don't need you.
眼睛不要对脚说，我不需要你。
I see just fine without my foot. I don't need a foot. Why do I need a foot? Because I see with my eye and I do really well all by myself.
眼睛不要说，我为什么需要脚的帮助呢？我看得很清楚，我看得见我的目标。
You do really well until you start to take a step and find out you don't have a foot.
是的，啊，眼睛啊，你以为你看得很清楚，但是当你要往那个方向走的时候，你发现你需要脚的帮助。
The eye may be perfectly good and well, no problem, but you need a foot in the body if you're going to be a whole body.
你的眼睛，也许你的视力是十分标准的，但是你若要往前，你需要你的脚的帮助，你需要整个身体的帮助。
Paul uses that illustration about the people of God, the church.
保罗用这样来比喻教会神的百姓的关系。
So, don't ever say you don't need Sister Michelle.
永远不要说你不需要 Michelle 姊妹。
And she'll never say she doesn't need you.
她也永远不会说我不需要你。
And I need her.
她绝对需要我。
Otherwise you wouldn't understand a word I'm saying.
不然的话你都听不懂我在说什么。
We need each other.
我们彼此需要。
We have to work together.
我们必须要合作。
We pray that God keeps the unity among the people of God.
我们祷告神让我们合一。
When Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, he said, endeavor to keep the unity that God has already created by his Spirit.
所以他在以弗所书劝告他们说要竭力保守神在圣灵里所赐的合而为一的心。
We're not called to make the unity.
我们不是来造创造一个合一。
We're called to keep the unity that God brings us into by his Spirit.
神要我们做的是来保守他已经借着圣灵赐下的合一。
And there may be opportunities even in the church of Jesus Christ for that to be put into practice.
在神的教会中，要这个合一的保守常常被挑战。
Why? Because the enemy goes about.
为什么呢？因为仇敌在到处巡逻。
Because the enemy would like to sow seeds of division.
他喜欢撒那个种子，叫我们分离。
Pomona against San Gabriel.
哦，西区跟东区。
And Pomona and San Gabriel against Culver City.
西区、东区合起来对抗 Culver City.
And everybody against New York.
然后所有人西岸的加起来对抗东岸的纽约。
And we get these kind of ideas, or we get this competition mentality.
不知道为什么我们就会喜欢竞争。
We're not working together, we're working in competition with each other.
我们不是合作，而是彼此对抗来竞争。
We're not competing.
我们不应该竞争。
We're all on the same team.
因为我们都属于同一个队。
We're all fighting for the same common goal and purpose.
我们都同有一个目标和目的。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
就是神的国降临，神的旨意。
Those in Pomona should pray, God bless San Gabriel and Culver City.
在西区的教，东区的 Pomona 应该为西区祷告，求神祝福。
And vice versa and all around.
也彼此应该这样祝福。
I'm not in New York, but bless those poor people that live in New York City.
我不在纽约，但是求主祝福那些在纽约的穷苦人物。
And the apostle says, pray one for another.
使徒说，让我们彼此代求。
Pray one for another that you may be healed.
我们彼此代求的时候，我们就得医治。
The effectual, fervent prayer of you, of the righteous, avails much.
那些虔诚的、真挚的祷告是被垂听的。
And so, just in closing, a couple more verses in Nehemiah.He's praying and he's looking to the Lord. And now notice as I read through, he doesn't say, I had the burden, I felt the vision, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But he uses the collective, we or us.
你看在这一章的末了，他要鼓动大家起来建造的时候，他不会说我、我、我，乃是我们、我们、我们。
I think it was in faith that he was saying, 我、我、我。
That means I.
Yeah, oh, oh, no, 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 wah, 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 wah.
We, 我们, 我们, 我们。
我们，not I.
我相信他是在信心里这样说，我们。
He was trying to really believe that God was going to inspire these people.
因为他相信，他试着要相信，神必定激动这些人的心。
So then I said to them.
所以我告诉他们。
You see the trouble that we're in here in Jerusalem?
看见吧，我们在耶路撒冷的麻烦。
If you haven't seen it, this place is a wreck. We lie in ruins.
如果你还没有的话，我可以告诉你，我们在一片荒凉的里面。
The gates have been burned with fire.
门被火焚烧。
Come on, guys, let's go.
起来 ，Hey, guys, let's go.
Yeah, let us.
让我们起来。
Let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
And we will no longer be a disgrace.
好叫我们不再受凌辱。
I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon us.
我也告诉他们神施恩的手怎样帮助我。
And what the king had said to me.
并且王对我所说的话。
Come on, let's work.
我们就说起来。
Let's build.
我们起来建造。
Let's fight.
我们起来征战吧。
Let's go.
我们起来吧。
We've got work to do.
我们好多事要做。
You guys are a disgrace.
我们在凌辱之中。
You don't have to be.
我们不需要留在这荒井里。
God wants to be glorified in and through you.
神需要借着我们得荣耀。
So let's pick ourselves up from where we are and let's start to work.
就从我们所在的情形里起来吧，让我们建造。
Arise and let's build.
起来，起来，建造。
They replied.
他们就回答说。
Oh, let us start rebuilding.
我们起来建造吧。
So they began this good work.
于是他们奋勇。
And he that begins a good work is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
那在我们里面动了善功的，必能在耶稣基督的日子完成这功。
Every good work has to have a beginning.
每一个善功都要有一个开始啊。
And maybe we need a new beginning.
也许我们需要一个新的开始。
We had beginnings in 2000 whatever, and years ago, but maybe we want a fresh new beginning by your grace, Lord. We're going to rise up corporately together and build.
也许很多年前你就已经答应了神的呼召，但是今天可以有个更新的开始，说主啊，给我恩典，给我能力，让我起来建造。
So they built.
所以他们就开始了善工。
And they worked.
他们工作。
Well, maybe I shouldn't ask. How many of you like work?
多少人喜欢做事情？
I hope you all like work.
希望你们都喜欢工作。
If you don't like work, you're in the wrong religion.
如果你不喜欢做事，那你就入了错误的信仰。
You're following the wrong faith. If you like this book and believe this book, you better like work.
如果你相信圣经，那你最好是喜欢工
作。No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进入神的国。
In the Old Testament, we read, "Woe to those that are at ease in Zion." The lazy, the slothful servant took his talent, work with it, he buried it.
那个懒惰邪恶的仆人怎么样？他把他的才干埋在地里。
Let us arise, let's work, let's build.
让我们起来工作，起来建造。
And so it's in the next verse, verse 19. Now we're up to 19.When Sanballat, Tobiah, and Gershom heard about it, they mocked and they ridiculed.
当他们这样做的时候，何伦人参巴拉、亚多比亚还有基善听见就嗤笑我们，藐视我们。
These bad guys are always there.
你知道那些敌人总是在那里。
Every once in a while in the story, you'll hear the dun 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 bum bum.
每次你听到这样背景音乐的时候，你就知道他们出现了。
And here they are again.
他们又来了。
The last time we read that they were displeased, they were greatly distressed, they were disturbed by it all. Now we're reading they're beginning to be a little verbal about it. They're attacking by mocking and ridiculing.
上一次他们听见为以色列求好处的时候，他们就不高兴。在这里，他们就更进一步开始嗤笑、藐视他们。
We probably all have been mocked and ridiculed.
我相信我们多少都有为主的缘故被嗤笑、被藐视。
Maybe those in your own household have mocked and ridiculed you.
可能是你自己的家人这样对你。
Co-workers or friends or whoever they may be.
或者你的同事、你的朋友。
That's okay.
没有问题的。
Expect it.
而且要预备这种事是会发生的。
Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people revile you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake."
主耶稣说。 若是有人为我的名逼迫你或捏造各样坏话毁谤你们的，你们是有福的。
Let them call you what they want to call you. It probably just means you're doing a good job.
就让他们随便的藐视或者诬告我们，因为表示我们正在做一件对的事。
And Sanballat and all the rest of these started doing that to the Nehemiah and his men.
当三巴拉多比亚基善在向着尼希米和他的同工做这样事的时候，
I answered them by saying, "The God of heaven will give us success."
尼希米说，天上的神必使我们亨通。
We his servants will start rebuilding.
我们做他仆人的要起来建造。
As for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it.
你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
You don't know what you're doing here. You don't know what we're doing here. You don't know anything about it. You have no claim. You're not part of this at all.
你不知道你在做什么，你也不知道我们在做什么。但是这个建造，你们是无权无份无纪念。
You're in a different kingdom.
你们在另外一个国度里。
You don't understand us.
你们不了解我们在做的事。
You don't understand why we're working as we do.
你不明白我们在做我们在做的事是为
什么。If I were to tell you and explain it to you, it might just be like in one ear and out the other.
如果我要跟你解释的话，也许左耳进右耳出。
We're doing a great work.
我们在做一件大工。
And we are going to rebuild by the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典，我们要完成这工。
And I'll close with this, and don't get scared. I'm not going to read the third chapter.
我结束的在第三章的某一处，放心，我不会念整章。
If you just look at it sometime or now.
如果你有空或者现在。
You notice it lists a whole lot of different people.
第三章列了很多人的名字。
I don't know. Maybe some of them are mentioned elsewhere, but I don't know any of them.
我不认得这许多的名字。
It's okay that I don't know them.
我不认得他们没关系。
They're my brothers.
但是他们是我的弟兄们。
They're my co-laborers and workers.
他们是我的同工们。
I don't know them all by name, but we're all working together.
我不知道他们每一个人的名字，但是我知道我们在同一个事工上。
And just a couple of interesting things that you read about in that chapter is they all worked right where they live.
你发现在第三章他们开始建造的时候，他们都是在他们所在之地开始建造。
He lived around the wall in this section, and that's what he started to rebuild. And he lived over here, and that's what he started to rebuild. And that family, they lived over there, and that's where they started to rebuild.
这些人呢，他们就圣经描述，他们住在这里，他们就在他们所在之处建造，无论是这里或是那里，都在各处在自己所在之处开始建造。
They each started to rebuild right where they lived.
他们在他们所住的地方开始重修城墙。
So if you're in San Gabriel,
如果你是在 San Gabriel,
start right where you live.
那你就从你所在之地开始建造。Pomona,
Culver City,
Culver City,
right where you are.
在你所在之处开始建造。
Let's work together and build.
让我们同工建造。
Do you ever do this? You know what this is?
你们有没有做过这个事情？这什
么意思？ Do you know what this is?
I have no idea.
Oh.Yeah, I'll show you. Oh. When we all were pulled together, together, together. When we all were pulled together, how happy we'll be. For your work is my work, and our work is God's work. When we all were pulled together, how happy we'll be.Now, is that the only thing I said that you liked?
你们我讲了半天，这是唯一你们喜欢的事情吗？
That's a little children's song.
这是一个儿童的诗歌。
But it's a great truth.
但是是一个很棒的真理。
Let's pull together.
让我们一起建造。
Let's work together.
让我们合作。
Let's build together.
让我们同来建造。
We're not fighting flesh and blood, but we have a victorious captain of our salvation.
我们不是与血气的属血气的征战，我们乃是由救恩的元帅率领我们。
He's worth living for.
他值得我们为他而活。
He's worth dying for.
他也值得我们为他舍命。
He's worth spending your life on.
他是值得我投资我一生的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for Nehemiah.
主，我们为着尼希米感谢你。
Your eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, and I guess you're still looking for Nehemiahs.
你的眼目遍察全地，我相信你仍在寻找尼希米这样的人。
You're looking for those who you can put a burden on, who will see the needs and give themselves to the work.
你在寻找那些能够承担你的负担， 在乎你的需要的人。
Lord, I pray that you will help every one of us to catch the vision.
帮助我们得着这个意象。
The needs are great, there are many.
需要是何等的大，何等的多。
But you're an awesome, great God.
但是你是大而可畏的
神。 You are able to supply all of our need.
你完全能够供应我们的需要。
It could be a temporal need for timber and lumber and safe passage. You're able to supply all of our need.
无论是圣殿，是道路，是材料，你都能够供应。
You're able to make a way where there seems to be no way.
当好像没有路的时候，你能创造道路。
Maybe we feel that we're stuck. We're the king's cupbearer. We can't go anyplace.
也许我们好像酒镇一样卡住了，但是都哪里都不能去。
But Lord, you can open the door.
但是你能够为我们开门。
And you did.
你可以的，你也实在做了。
You still do today.
直到今日，你仍然做开门的事。
Lord, help us to engage ourselves in the work that you've called us to as your church.
帮助我们身为教会去做你召我们做的事。
We don't want to have a club where we enjoy one another, but we want to be a people of God that have a life-giving stream that flows to where there's death and darkness.
我们不要只是一个快乐俱乐部，我们要成为那个运河。将生命和光带进黑暗和死亡之地。
We want to be all that you want us to be every moment of every day.
每一天每一刻，我们都愿意成就你要我们成就的。
Give us courage where we need courage.
主啊，我们若需要勇气，给我们勇气。
Strength where we need strength.
我们需要力量，给我们力量。
Help us today, we pray.
主啊，今日帮助我们。
For your name's sake, we ask it.
为着你的名的缘故，我们求。阿门。阿门。
God bless you.
求神祝福大家。